Dennis Banks, warrior for Indian rights, presente. In the late 1960s and early 1970s, two names emerged from the Native American and indigenous community that stood for resistance to white repression and assaults on Native life, Russell Means and Dennis Banks. They were men who lived, at times, in urban America and experienced its impoverishment as well as its penchant for broken dreams. In a time of mass resistance and social upheaval shown by the anti-war and black liberation movements, Banks was among thousands of young activists of Native indigenous communities who rose up to speak and act on behalf of the oppressed. In 1968, after leaving prison, Banks joined forces with Clyde Belcourt to found the American Indian Movement, AIM, which sought to organize scattered Native clan members into a militant, cohesive unit. At its height, it had some 25,000 members. AIM activists held protests at historic sites to draw attention to U.S. massacres of Native peoples, as well as present-day injustices. In 1970, Banks and Means declared a day of mourning to mark Thanksgiving Day, when AIM activists seized the replica ship dubbed the Mayflower 2 in Plymouth, Massachusetts, on TV when real Indians confronted whites in Indian garb. In 1972, a national caravan of hundreds seized the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Washington for a week to protest a long train of broken trees. In 1973, AIM activists led by Banks seized the town of Wounded Knee, South Dakota, the site of the infamous massacre of Indians in 1890. The siege, lasting over 70 days, would become a 20th century hotspot of conflict, armed conflict, between AIM and agents of the U.S. government. In his later years, Banks became an actor, and his striking chiseled features filled many a screen. He later became an educator in several colleges for Indian youth. On Sunday, October 29th, Dennis Banks, Ojibwe, living in his northern Minnesota Leech Lake Reservation, closed his eyes on the same land where his eyes first opened 80 winters ago. From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.